Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get to Dr. Love in a question in a second. Please text your questions to 402-464-5685 for Dr. Love. Before that, are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
Yes, I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hill global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I tell you what, the thing about the compliance part is incredible. To understand the compliance aspect of what's going on with finance, that's a big piece. And there, the regulations that go on in this industry is nuts. Mm-hmm. And obviously Currency, fintech, they're killing it. And what a job by. And also, I know that Carson told me this, that when you get a chance like that, Jim Hansen will sit down with you also.
Really?
You know, sit down and discuss what's going on with fintech and what's going on with Currency there. And so another option for you if you want to get to know a little bit more about Sand Hills Global.
Carson.
To be able to get that done.
Carson's shot.
He gave us $250 yesterday. Did. And then also make sure, Steve, I think you hit on this like that. Carson's shot is not divorced. Or getting divorced.
No, happily married. He's
happily
got kids.
Married.
He's doing fine.
Happily married. He's not getting divorced because Jim was starting to kind of make it sound as if he was.
He's sort looking, of paint a picture as if he's on the prowl.
On the prowl. not on the prowl.
Was it a website for offensive linemen.
He's looking for an offensive lineman to, and it's like Carson's an offensive. Like, well, then we had to clarify. Hang
he's
on.
He's happy. He's fine.
Is Carson divorced? No, he's not. So he texts me that he's happily married. Everything's going fine, and he's running Currency. And so it's a great situation for us.
It's a busy man.
Busy man. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, to all those guys.
GoCurrency.com/careers. GoCurrency.com/careers. Yes, Bill. Dr. Love?
Yeah, real quick here. Phone number for Duke, 402-875-2351.
Hold on.
Phone number for Duke, 402-875-2351. Text him. He has ESPN Plus.
Oh, no.
He has ESPN Plus, and he will. When if you text him, he will send you the garage code. He should be home when the game starts. But he said, he goes, hey, let everybody know.
Okay.
You watch the game at my house, and so he'll send the garage code to you.
BYOB?
BYOB.
Does he have chairs?
Yes, he'll have chairs. He's all set up, yes.
Okay.
He has an outdoor TV, too. You can use that one, he said. So it's 402-875-2351. Text Duke, and then he'll give you the garage code. He should be home. If not, he'll have the garage code for the game starting at 4 o'clock, and he'll be there to watch the game with you.
Thanks, Duke.
Thank you,
GBR.
Duke.
Thanks for the option.
Yes.
Without further ado, it is time for Dr. Love.
They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
That's right. If you have questions, love questions, relationship questions, please text us 402-464-5685. Dr. Love is in the building.
All right, here we go.
Ready,
rolled up his sleeves.
It's very serious. Yes,
he rolled up his sleeves.
He did.
Look at you.
Here we go. Here we go. All Steve, you're with me, right? You're listening.
Yeah, I'm listening. 100%.
Off the bat, we have a question from Travis. Is Dr. Love, people differ on this all the time. I am curious, at what year of marriage, is it important that you take a trip for your anniversary versus just a gift? Is there a specific
good
year?
One?
Great, Travis.
Great question. There is no right or wrong answer. And I would always say this: if it's always like, well, it's year 10, it's year 15, it's 25, it's year no, start early. Start it right away. There should be a trip.
Year one.
Start it off right away. And guess what? It might just be a trip to Arthur. It might just be some minor little an overnight. Might be just one day away. Horse races in Grand Island for one day.
Yeah,
that would be a trip.
Get a hotel room.
And then the next and every year, do it every year. Now, are we going to France every year? No, that's a couple years after that. Also, do it on odd numbers if you're going to do something major. Like, what are you guys doing like that? Well, we're spending 10 days or 14 days in Europe for what? For our 7th anniversary. And it's like, really? Your 7th? Not your 10th? No, it's just kind of a unique number. You remember it better.
Yeah.
Do something. But jump in right now. If you haven't anything yet
advice.
And it's year 3, doesn't matter. Start it up right now. Have a plan. But the short little trips will also probably be more remembered overall than the one big trip. Because you put so much on it. On the one big trip. We're going on this big trip. And then you think back at your times. Or you go with the right... Here's the one thing. I know I'm getting a little long-winded here.
No, you're fine. Talk to Love.
Also, don't think it has to be just the two of you. It
doesn't. Oh, interesting.
It can be a couple of you. Say you have another couple that you're great friends with that can go on something with you. You have fun with people.
Mm-hmm.
You have fun. Sometimes it's nice to be on a 2 or 3 day getaway with your friend. And like, oh, yeah, me and Todd are going to go golfing today for a while, and you guys can do this. The inclusion of friends that you really enjoy. At the same time, if you don't really enjoy them, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go on a trip with like, oh, I really don't want to go with them. That'll be fun 8 days. Like, no, don't do that one.
Don't do that.
So jump on it right now.
That's inclusive, good.
Able to go.
That's very, thank you.
Another anniversary question here. This is from Brett, Minnesota. It says, next month is my wife and I's 20th wedding anniversary.
Nice.
We got married very young. I couldn't afford much of a wedding ring. Last year, she said she wanted a new ring for the 20th. Problem is, she didn't want to wait till this year, so we got it at last year's 19th anniversary. It was spendy. What do I do this year?
It was spendy.
It was spendy.
I love getting it on the 19th because, again, no reason to wait. I always get that out there that there is no reason to wait like that. So if the conversation was about the 20th, and this has already been done on the 19th,
mm-hmm.
this isn't match spendy, in my opinion. Again, what you do as far as the effort and care into whatever you do for the 20th, that's what matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one of those deals like that, well, it's like, well, that's good, but last year you spent this amount. That's not the path you want to go down. You want to build this thing as a funplex of what happened, what do we do, who are we with, that type of event. But if every year it has to be, okay, we did this, now the 25th, I got to spend this much.
Yeah.
The number should never factor in. That's just me. The number should
that's good advice.
Should never factor in at all. So this year, it should be something thoughtful, something that, like I said, that goes back in time. I always like back in time. But if the 19th was the year that you had all that happen, and guess what? I love it that you got married, you got a ring. It wasn't like, well, can't do it yet. I need a couple more years to save up. It's like, no, get married.
Yeah.
Want to get married?
Do it.
Don't wait on the ring. Don't wait on the diamond size. No. Diamonds are you can buy one every day. Like that, Haman's got him. Haman carries him around in his sport coat. You can stop Haman on the street and get a ring.
Got some diamonds. Yeah. Right here.
Just open them up. Boom. Thank you.
Okay.
Good job.
Up next, John says, I love my wife very much. Want to preface that here. I love my wife very much.
This could take a turn.
She's beautiful. She's smart. She's a great mother. She's a great wife. There's one major problem, though, says John. And she won't admit it, but my wife has a major snoring problem at night.
Dr. Love.
What do we do to fix it? Do I address it with her? How can we fix it? How do you go about... A wonderful person that I love every part of, but the snoring is bothersome. That's from John. Okay,
it's real simple. Start off with, she doesn't snore on purpose. So she's not snoring to ignore you. I mean, to annoy you. So that's not what's going on. She would prefer not to snore.
Right.
Second thing, I'll just poke her 6 times a night. That'll help. No, that does nothing.
It pisses
her off. That solves no problems. This upsets everyone, and it stops the snoring for about 30 seconds. So that's not going to be the
part of it.
Don't hit
her with anything.
Yeah, don't do that. So we have a snore. So the next thing is like, okay, have we done our research?
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So the first thing is that a lot of times with the snoring is going to be the bed and the mattress that is elevation. And you can change snoring through elevation of a mattress. And it's worked very good. Yeah. We have one of those. Like that. It works for us.
Tempur-Pedic?
I think it's Tempur-Pedic. Something like that. But yeah, so you have
a brand like that.
So you have to attack the problem, which means can we attack it that way? The other thing you deal with is, okay, maybe we can't solve the snoring. B, so then I'm going to wear earplugs. I'm going to wear something that maybe I don't like that,
no,
but
that's
more of a resolution. That's more of a band-aid, but it's a resolution of a thought of it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, and there's also all kinds of different devices. Some of them is a mouthpiece that they wear, something like that. That not always great. So what I would do right away, just remember, she's not doing this to you to annoy you.
No.
She snores. So not a big deal. And so let's attack the problem. Let's figure it out. I would try right away. I would be on the elevation of the bed to be able to move. And it's the electronic. You can move the whole thing.
Even if you have to buy one.
This, trust me. Is it worth it? Oh, it's worth it. It is 100% worth it. So attack the problem. Here's what we do here. We attack problems,
that's
not people.
That's what you're doing. I appreciate it.
We attack problems, not people.
Yeah. I think that's good advice.
Thanks, Steve.
And understand, like you said, she's not trying to do it. Yeah. Yeah. God, Adam used
and
to
also,
snore.
Go ahead.
Adam used to snore when we were kids. I roomed with Adam, and I would just like whip things in his head. and he never woke up. It was weird. Yeah. It was like, this is amazing.
What are you throwing at him?
Yeah. Shoes. A lot of
you
shoes.
You threw a shoe, he didn't wake up to a shoe.
Shoes. I aim right for the head. All right, keep
also
going,
Dr. with Love. That, always remember, he mentioned these. Always think of redeeming qualities first. Mm-hmm. So her list of redeeming qualities went on forever.
It was,
and she's got one negative
that
she snores.
Tough one though.
So let's get ourselves through this and let's attack the problem.
Yeah. Let us know how that goes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. This is from Gator. Gator says, our anniversary is coming up in a little over a month, so I'm trying to plan ahead in a gift. She does not like and won't wear jewelry, so that's out.
Okay.
She loves road trips, but she also hates spending money. Any ideas that are a road trip that isn't going to burn a hole in the wallet? Side note, her birthday is 2 weeks after the anniversary. We may need to take this into account.
Okay. All right.
So
I
a
like
road
this.
Trip without
Good information.
Spending a bunch of money.
Okay. First thing, there's a time to stretch the truth and there's a time it's not. So sometimes you come up with a plan, a road trip of different things, and you say, you're not going to believe this. I got a discount on this deal. I got a coupon at this hotel. I reached out to him. Half price. Don't let her know what it is. So when you have the road trip is great. Also on the road trip, staying at unique places is way better than like I said. There's certain hotels you stay at, different places you can stay at, Airbnbs that are really cool, that are less expensive to do, and then also create off the path fun places to dine. But that's what I would do. I would swing it like, hey, listen, I've got this thing marked out, and we got some incredible deals. This place was available. And they had a cancellation, so I got it at a good rate. Idea. And so that way she's not stressed about the money. Plus, she'll know if it's over the top. But if she's not over the top, then it'll be a great trip. But the road trip is the way to go.
And you're recommending do your research, too. Don't wing it.
Yeah, don't wing it. I want to have my research.
Don't wing
we're going here. We're going there. And the reason we're doing that is because I planned this out to make it very financially make it a very good situation for us. So, because all of a sudden, if you are just winging it and all of a sudden you whip into a hotel and it's like, okay, it's $400 a night. That's all we got. Then right away, it's like, oh, why do we do
that? That is stressful.
And so now you have it done all ahead of time. Everything's laid out. Just say, I created a budget that I know you'd be happy with. And this all fits within the budget. Let's go. Buckle up.
And your planning will take away the stress.
Take away the stress big time. I like the road trip idea a lot. Thank you.
Keep going. We got. Oh.
They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
That is Dr. Love, sponsored by our friends at Trados, the gray marketing, the crop insurance gurus. Check them out at gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com.
And you would be available for like impromptu counseling at on June 25th?
I believe. At Ruhlman's?
Ruhlman's, yeah. Yes.
If someone just wants to pull you aside.
Pull you aside, yes. Sidebar. You have to be with me, Steve. So just in case I need to lean on someone.
But you, yeah. I think we should encourage that. If they want to pull
this was a heavy anniversary-based
It's Romance segment. Is Alive.
The romance is alive and well. And I think we got things pretty much.
I think people are happy.
There are
with
some
the
good messages there that were. I take away. Thank you.
Sip learned today. I learned today. Thank you, Bill.
Plan.
Thank you, Dr. Love.
Plan. Don't wing it.
This snoring story is going to be great.
Follow up with this, John, on that one. Yeah.
I feel the pain there.
I think we have a plan for it.
Yeah. We do.
Yes.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Did not play yesterday at Matt Talbot. Didn't play Monday because Memorial Day. So only 3 game shows this week.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know what the record is in the week with that being said. Today is a Film Friday. And today we go to a funny man, Vince Vaughn, our topic today. If you think you know your Vince Vaughn movies, do you know who Vince Vaughn is?
I sure do.
Okay, that's a good start.
I don't know many of his movies, but I love him.
All right, Vince Vaughn, 464-5685. Shut Up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Shut up, Sipple. Today's topic is Vince Vaughn movies. You like Vince Vaughn?
I do. I really, really like him.
Yeah, I like him. 8 a.m. Let's do this.
Let's do it. We got Dan. How do you feel about Vince Vaughn movies today?
Oh, I think we can give her a rip.
All right. Let's see how this goes.
Right,
Dan, first question to you, Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Dan, in what 2003 movie does Vince Vaughn star with Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson as three friends attempting to relive their glory days by opening up a fraternity near their alma mater?
Old School.
That's... be a layup there.
Yeah, he ran a speaker business. Yeah. He's incredible.
Vince had Frank the Tank in it. Frank the Tank. We're going straight.
You knew that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a great one.
That's a great one.
1-0 lead for Dan. Sip, first question.
Lock in, Dr. Love.
What is Vince Vaughn's dodgeball team name in the 2004 movie Dodgeball?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I'm very aware of the movie. I like the movie.
I've seen the movie.
The Average Joe's
Band.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Average Joe's is correct.
Thank you.
Just fired. The engine fired.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah, 1-1 tie. Dan, back to you. Last question. In what 2013 movie does Vince Vaughn star with Owen Wilson as two salesmen who get passed in their careers and decide to take a chance to land a job with Google?
Oh, man. I don't think this is right, but this is Owen Wilson, so I mean, let's go Wedding Crashers.
No. I tried to set you up. It's not Wedding Crashers.
Okay, Bill.
You don't need to take this one.
Yeah, oh. I don't. Yeah,
say
I don't,
it again.
I thought there was like something with Google in the name, but no, I'm going to say no.
Don't even say it again. That
would
I don't
be
know.
The internship name of that
never
movie.
Heard of it.
I've seen it.
It's pretty good.
Have you?
It's pretty good.
It's
pretty good.
It's pretty
your
good.
Interns is pretty good.
They're
pretty
like selling cars. Where are they selling before? Mattress? I forget what they're selling before. 1-1 tie, and Bill isn't playing
for the win.
For the win. In what 2006 movie does Vince Vaughn star with Jennifer Aniston as a couple who fights over their luxurious condo after they decide to end their relationship?
Yes, the breakup, bam.
Is it the breakup?
Brilliant.
That's incredible.
Sip getting
it's a really good movie.
Average Joe's in the breakup today.
The breakup's I've seen it twice. It's a funny movie.
Dan, thanks for calling. We'll get you back on a coffee, but call it
Thank
down
you.
The road. Ran into a buzzsaw today.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Dan.
You're welcome. 2-1. I think we're 2-1.
So you guys would have had 3 of the 4. And Bill has seen the internship also.
I thought you were going to go old school back somewhere in the 90s. Probably
Which one?
One of the best Vince Vaughn movies ever is the movie Swingers.
Oh,
yep. It's literally hilarious. It's about this group of guys that live in Hollywood, and it's hilarious. It's a very low budget movie, but there's some parts to it that's just.
I have not seen. I've heard of Swingers before.
Yeah, it's very good.
Maybe you and Elizabeth could do that this weekend.
You'll
not
like it,
swing. Watch the movie Swingers.
You've had some problems with your phrases this week. Bill, let's see how you do this one. How old is Vince Vaughn? Tiebreaker.
59.
Sip.
Over, wait a second. Vince Vaughn.
He said 59.
God, our age. You think he's our age? Yeah. I think he's slightly above. I'm going to say 61.
He is 55.
Really?
Slightly younger than you guys.
Good guess. Yeah.
Sip got average shows in the breakup today. That is a well-deserved win.
Yeah, it's,
that's well done.
That was incredible.
The movie The Breakup's funny. I mean, it's like legitimately funny. Funny. Very funny.
Well, congrats. I'm going to say you went 2-1 this week with the short week.
I think we did go 2-1. The board would suggest we did.
Okay. We were 1-1.
Yeah, and it suggests
the win would be 2-1.
It's a Film Friday victory, more important.
And we're 30-27. Slow. I mean, we're quietly
creeping up standings here. Looking pretty good.
Yeah,
when we come back, hour three, Mike Leach, potential college football Hall of Famer, next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.